All right. Good afternoon. This is our March 20th SHAC committee meeting. We can call it to order at 2:35. We already took attendance. If we want to go around the table and say who is here.
Okay. Jennifer Southern.
Ty Meyer.
Alyssa Tinsley.
Sheena Bahalik.
Rhonda Talkington.
And Laura Parker. We gave out minutes from the last meeting that we had in November. If everyone has taken a look at that and just kind of look over the notes on that, if anyone has
make
any
a
questions.
Motion to approve.
Okay, second.
Okay. Basically, on our agenda today, family and community involvement, we were supposed to have Becky Maddox come at our last meeting when it was scheduled on the 10th, but she had a conflict this afternoon. But basically, I can kind of touch under my things of my topics is basically what she was going to cover as well. For the upcoming months or to finish out the school year, we are now in charge of doing a SNAP Ed curriculum, which is basically healthy eating habits, hygiene for pre-K, kinder, and first. So we'll have some, she's gathering supplies and like play food and things so we can do different games and activities with them to kind of establish healthy eating habits at that age. And then they get a divided container for meals and then a bowl with the proper serving size and a cup and whatever. So as she gathers those things, I'll be going out into those grade levels to do those lessons when I discuss with teachers for good timing. Then also before spring break, I sent out immunization reminders for pre-K students because they have, I think I had 9, I didn't have very many, that will need to have shots before kindergarten. So that's kind of our preparation for next year. And then last week at our nursing meeting, we discussed that Dr. McNeil is going to have standing medication orders for basic things like eye drops, like Visine, triple antibiotic ointment, Caldadril. He is writing orders for oxygen, EpiPens, and Narcan, so we'll have all of those things as standing orders here on campus. There was one thing I think that we were still waiting on, so that's why we didn't have it for today for me to show you or to kind of roll out. We have to put that on hold until he signs one last thing, but we will have those things, that way we'll be prepared for any of those situations. I think that was it. And then basically counseling, I guess, Ms. Bahalik, if you want to talk on your topics.
Sure. February we did Kindness Month. That was a big success. And then looking forward to May, we have Gentex Day that will have the kids their like career readiness, and even though they're not telling us what they're going to go for college or what college, it's kind of fun to get them used to knowing the names of the colleges. I'll probably reach out to, I think I still have enough things from VC and UHV, and they'll get some goodies and be able to wear shirts from their college that they choose if they want to do that. And then in May we're also having a career day on the 22nd, so I'm just working on those two things.
Okay, perfect. And Ms. Talkington, do you have updates from the cafeteria?
Yes, ma'am. We have a meal count from today. We had 133 counts from breakfast and lunch combined. Our breakfast is a little bit lower than it has been, but our lunch count is holding there. So we also have fresh fruit and vegetables under F Favors, which are our Texas grown fruits and vegetables that we receive through Brothers Produce. It's Texas, mm-hmm. Texas wide. So we've purchased broccoli and oranges and apples and pears. The kids are loving it. The raw vegetables seem to really be more appealing to them than this frozen steam that, but the raw vegetables are really appealing to them and the vegetables. Mm-hmm. So we're just continuing to keep that in stock and moving right along.
Good. And then I know Coach Cornett's not here, but some of the things that she and I have discussed and she has told me about was Run Club is going to start, I guess, tomorrow mm-hmm. after spring break. So I know a lot of the kids get excited about participating in that. So
yes, they do.
Yes.
They love it.
And then she and I will be working together on the puberty lessons once we provide the board with our materials. So we'll once the board approves it, then we'll work on scheduling when those lessons will be. Likely, like Becky mentioned, doing it on a Friday afternoon, splitting the boys and girls, and then I was thinking maybe before Easter. That way they have a long weekend, but I don't know what the schedule looks like.
Okay.
So we'll see when we can get that together. Then the next thing is healthy school environment policy. I went back and reviewed this with Dr. Gajewski, and actually there is a different policy that's been updated since 2018-19. It was just found in a different area that I wasn't aware of. So it was just one of the things that Becky had mentioned we needed to look at to make sure we were addressing things and everything was up to date. There is a few wording of things. I don't know if I have it in this. Oh, yes, I do. It basically goes over policy and procedures for wellness and physical activity, that we promote health, well-being, and ability to learn by supporting healthy eating and physical activity, that we engage in the proper amount of PE time, you know, outside time, that we provide balanced meals, whole grain vegetable, whole grain foods and vegetables, nothing deep fried, those types of things. And that we provide enough significant time for them to eat while they're in lunch or breakfast. Then it just kind of touches on what beverages and food we're allowed to sell, basically healthy foods, no junk food, no sodas, you know, those types of things. There was a couple things that I think Dr. Gajewski took out, but like I said, we can touch on those at the next meeting. He didn't write it on this one, but it just talks about, you know, more making sure parents are aware that we provide physical activity and healthy diet, that we want to promote those things on our website or newsletter, and special events, that we're not serving a bunch of, you know, high sugar foods, those types of things that are special occasions. And then that we also do 30 minutes of supervised recess time, and then that they do an annual fitness gram. So Coach Cornett coordinates that. I think she did it in the fall. So we can track improvements or areas where we need to improve that way. But that is all on that. And then the health education, the puberty lessons, I don't know, did everyone get a chance to look at them?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, because I had my computer in case we needed to go over that. But if we just want to, if you have any questions, concerns, anything that you saw on there that you might want to make sure are excluded, or do y'all feel that's pretty straightforward?
Straightforward, yeah. Proper level. I mean, it covered everything in a very understandable
yes.
manner. There was nothing that I thought could lead to
right. yes.
an area that we wouldn't want kids our age
to be talking
about. It wouldn't be appropriate,
right.
yeah,
right.
everything.
Okay.
Yeah, I thought they both
looked good. And we've used that one for, mm-hmm. and it's never, it's always been okay.
Yes.
So.
Yes. Yeah. I think it's pretty much.
It was approachable.
Yes.
And
yeah.
The kids were relatable.
Right.
Yes. Yeah. I think at the same age group, they the kids that are in the videos are the same age group that,
yeah.
you know, the
right.
kids that would be watching. So I think we'll provide the videos or the links for the board and show it to them tonight at the meeting. And as long as they approve those, then we'll move forward with that. And then Coach Cornett and I both touched base today about doing nutrition and hygiene lessons. So I'll come up with some more higher grade level things as opposed to the snap ed for the younger ones to do in her PE classes, because there's been some concerns with, you know, hygiene and just healthy habits. So we're going to work together on that and schedule a time to for me to go in there and do some lessons there. So
nice.
Anything else that anybody has questions on, wants to update or have input on?
I don't think so.
PTO is going to call. Midco Services is going to have an information booth at Spring Fling, so that might be a good resource for our community and families.
Yes.
Okay, yeah.
Good.
Does the board need a recommendation from this committee regarding those lessons?
Yes, we just have to approve that that's the one that we are recommending, and then they just approve it.
Okay.
So do we need an official
Do we need to?
Yes. Yeah. I guess.
I think the people that are not here.
Yes.
They did send in their vote approving it.
And I talked to Kathleen.
Yeah.
As well. Yeah.
So I approve it. So I don't know if I need to make a motion. I make a motion that we approve the Procter & Gamble puberty lesson.
Okay. A second, Tinsley.
I had email votes that I had printed, so we'll include those, and then we should be good.
Okay.
All right.
Anything else?
Yep. Short and sweet. All right, and then I guess we'll plan.
Probably May.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We'll plan another meeting May-ish. Unless there's
probably
other
before field days, usually when we try to. You know, sometime before that.
Okay.
So. Okay.
All right. Is everyone motion to adjourn this meeting?
Sounds good.
All right.